We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're always talking to entrepreneurs and sharing the success of entrepreneurship. Hopefully, our next guest is going to talk about a lot of success or future success, and that's Ed Coburn of School Family Media, Inc., correct?
That's right. Yep.
Tell us about this, the school.
All right. Well, it began as a traditional media business back in the late 90s with a magazine. And from there, we added events and software, now SaaS products. We have a data platform. We really are pretty much a full media company in the current sense of the word.
Wow. So what's your background that led you to do all this?
I've been in publishing and media all my career. I began at a company that used to be called Connors Publishing Company, part of Reed Elsevier.
I remember that company.
Yeah, very well known.
These totally inane sidebars I do. Started the business in 1985. And somebody from Connors gave me their key contact list of 100 people when I started the business.
No kidding.
Went into my condo with the list of 100 and started telemarketing in 1985. Wow. And that's how I started the company.
Huh. No kidding, yeah. Well, it was a great company in its day, and unfortunately it's kind of dissipated into the ether at this point. But so I started there, and then I was with a group that split off from there to start a company called Cutter Information. And was there for many years, senior leader at the company. Left there with a partner, start a company called Circadian Information, another media business in the dealing with alertness and fatigue in round the clock operations. So factories, military, airlines, those sorts of businesses.
You're looking at three guys right now who are suffering from fatigue.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
The answer.
Most of us are. Most of us are. I can. That's a whole nother topic I can get into.
Right.
And then I left. From there, I went to Harvard Medical School. I ran a publishing business at Harvard Medical School called Harvard Health Publications. Very substantial business. And was there sort of as the digital transformation in the publishing industry came along, and then I left that to join a company called McQuota Group, which is does strategic consulting to multi-platform publishing
Quite
businesses.
A background.
So yeah, so this is really what I've done all of my career is
start businesses,
starting and growing media and publishing businesses.
Right, right. And why do you like this business so much?
Well, I really do love it. I've got to say,
you're like
I'm
a serial dater.
I am.
So I mean, it's like saying, you know, everybody will say, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get in trouble. But it's like saying my last girlfriend's my favorite girlfriend, of course.
Yeah.
But you know, why is this such a special business?
You know, I love that I love trying to figure out if you're my audience. I love trying to figure out what is it that will get you excited, that you're interested in, that you need, that you're passionate about, whether it's a consumer subject where it's a passion or a work subject where it's an information need. Where is that need? How can I fulfill it? How can I fulfill it cost effectively? And it's constantly changing. And on top of that, the business models are changing, the content generation models are changing, the technology is changing. So it's a very dynamic field that I just
enjoy. I know why Alex, our chief operating officer, brought you in. You're a kindred spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the reason I like this whole field that we're in right now, because I'm a publisher,
yeah,
as you know.
Yes, you are.
Is that, and I'm a management consultant, is that I'm always trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I've always feel every year that I'm much smarter, but the platform changes every year.
That's right. a bunch of the knowledge you used to have is now obsolete.
Right.
So you've got to keep getting smarter.
So I'm always having to wake up thinking, oh, I've fallen behind every day. Every day I wake up thinking I've fallen behind.
Yeah.
And what do I need to learn today to just stay in the game?
Yeah. And to me, I liken it to riding on a roller coaster. It's it's thrilling and terrifying at the same time, because you wake up in the morning thinking, what do I now know that's obsolete, and what do I not know yet that I need to know? So there's sort of that.
But
that
people don't really want to live in that world.
No, I enjoy it.
But I enjoy
most,
it.
You're right.
But most people don't.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Most people want routine.
People they're much smarter than you and me, apparently.
Well, people don't want to be living through change all the time. They want routine.
Right. And I thrive on that, and it's why I've always enjoyed this field. The marketing techniques, the marketing technologies, it's all very interesting to me.
How did you pick the name?
The School Family Media?
Yeah, why you know, but everything's very intentional. School, family, media.
Just to be clear, I did not pick that name. I was not the founder of this company.
You got a disclaimer right from the beginning.
Yeah.
What name would you have picked?
I actually think that the name is apt. We are at the intersection of the market we serve, the primary audience we serve are the parent groups at schools. So PTOs, PTAs, they go by a variety of names, but PTO and PTA are the most common. So that's the group that we're dealing with. So it really is it's at the intersection of schools and families that we're providing information.
And you're getting compensated by these groups?
No, the majority of our compensation comes from advertisers and sponsors that want to reach those groups.
So you support those groups, and then people who want to be associated with you pay for sponsorships.
That's right. Then the School Family Media is predominantly advertising and sponsorship revenue. And that's in contrast to many of the businesses that I've been involved with through my career. But again, very common in the media business.
And what kind of companies sponsor you?
So companies that offer fundraising services, arts and enrichment programs for schools, playground equipment, those sorts of groups want to reach that audience. And then we also have some, with our data platform, we have partnerships with large retailers and consumer good manufacturers, particularly around back to school shopping and school supplies, those sorts of things, classroom supplies.
Right.
So those are our two audiences.
Interesting. You have staff?
Yeah, we've got about 40 people.
40?
Yeah.
So you're not, it's not a tiny organization.
No,
it's
not at all.
It's just enough to give you a headache.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I enjoy that too. One of the things I love about being a leader in businesses is recruiting and retaining and you know, enabling for success a high performing team, and then getting out of the way and letting them make me look good. So that's
a whole different can of worms, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
especially
it is.
In Massachusetts in today's world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different management or leadership structure or culture that goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any partners in the business?
Just to be clear, I am not an owner of this business. There are two partners in the business. The majority owner stepped out, which is why I came into the business. He went left to pursue another
leader.
Career. I am, and I've had ownership positions in other companies I've been at. I do not currently have any ownership in this company. But
what are the biggest inhibitors for a business like yours looking into the future?
What we were talking about before, it's changing a lot, and the information consumption patterns, consumer information consumption patterns are changing and evolving rapidly, and it's harder and harder to amass a large cohesive audience. People are getting more diverse, and the internet is enabling very specific information channels where the audiences are smaller. So if you're in a business that's compensated by putting together a large audience for a group of advertisers, for instance, that's getting harder and harder. And how do you remain relevant? How do you cut through the noise? There's so much media out there that you need to cut through. So those are the challenges I feel.
Right. Ed, if somebody wants to find you at School Family Media, how would they do that?
Probably the best way to find me is on LinkedIn, or on Twitter. I'm just at Ed Coburn on Twitter, or you'll find me as Ed Coburn on LinkedIn. Those are the best ways for people to reach me.
Great. Thanks. Will you come back again?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Kindred spirits. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm speaking with Ed Coburn of School Family Media. You know, check them out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.